With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio, open God's eternal word and study the word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the word of God today. We're turning again in our Bible to the book of Ephesians chapter number 5, and I'm continuing the study on dealing with the will of God. The Bible said in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 17, "Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." And again, the Bible said in the last part of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 18, "For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And we're looking at the matter of the will of God. I said to you as we begin our study that the will of God is not something that is just for super spiritual Christians. It's not something that is just for preachers or leaders. And then I also said to you that the will of God will never lead you contrary to the word of God. Then I also said to you the will of God will never take you beyond the sufficiency of the grace of God. You will always find grace to do God's will. And then I said to you the best description of the will of God that I could give you is just simply this. God has a plan, a place, and a purpose for your life. And then we started looking at the thought of understanding the will of God. And I said to you, first of all, that in understanding the will of God, we must understand there is the printed or public will of God. Now, what I mean by that is, I mean it's the printed will of God because it's written out in the Bible. And the Bible is not just for a select few people. It is for all people. And so the will of God for every man is revealed in the Word of God. Every individual can find out what God wants him to do in the Word of God. And I started out by pointing out to you, first of all, in understanding the printed will of God, we must recognize it is the will of God that every sinner be saved. And I took the most of the time of the broadcast yesterday to deal with that. The Bible said in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse number 4, "Who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." The Bible said again in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse number 9, "That he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." And so we learn from the Word of God that it's the will of God that every sinner be saved. And again, I emphasize, the Bible teaches plainly in so many places that Christ died for all. Let me give you just one verse and then move on in our study for today. The Bible said in the book of Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 9, the last part of that verse said that he, speaking of Christ, by the grace of God should taste death for every man. Every man, woman, boy, or girl is included in the sacrifice that God gave there at Calvary in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So it is the printed will of God that every sinner be saved. Now, let me make one more statement that I did not make on yesterday. When you realize it is the will of God that every sinner be saved, then when you start praying for someone that is lost, then you do not have to pray, "Lord, if it be your will, save them." And as you witness, you do not have to wonder if they're in the elect. No, my friend, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And we're all sinners, by our Adamic nature. But then I want to move on today. Not only it is the printed will of God that all sinners be saved, but it is also the printed will of God that every saved person be separated. Now, I'm aware of the fact that separation is a message that is not popular among the people of this day. We love the world too much. We love going and doing and acting as the world acts. But I want to tell you, it's never the will of God that God's children look like, act like, dress like, and conduct themselves like the children of the devil. The Bible said over in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 17, the Bible said, "Wherefore come ye out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord." And God wants his people separated from the world. Again, the Bible said in verse number 14 of 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, "Be ye not unequally yoked together." And then he asked several questions. He said, "For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come ye out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord." If there was no other verses in the Bible that taught separation by the believer from the world and from sin, then that passage alone would be sufficient for us to know that it's the will of God that we be separated. Notice again, the Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse number 1, "Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God." And of course, the filthiness of the flesh would be the sins of the outward man. But then the filthiness of the spirit would be the sins of the inward man. And God said that we are to cleanse ourselves from these sins. "Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you." And then again, the Bible said in the book of Ephesians, chapter number 5, in verse number 11, "Then have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." God wants his people to live such a life that our lifestyle will be reproving to this sin-loving world that we live in. And again, the Bible said in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse number 22, the Bible said to abstain from all appearance of evil. So the Word of God teaches us that it is the will of God that every saved person be separated from this world. The Bible even teaches us as children of God in 1 John 2:15, the Bible said, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, they're not of the Father, but of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of the Father abideth forever." So my friend, listen to me. We are in a sick generation spiritually. The fact is, many churches today, if they had a real wicked place beside the church building, a dance hall, a bar, you could watch both crowds come out at the same time. They could mingle, and when you look at them, you could not tell them apart. Now, I want to tell you something, and I know the compromising idea that said we're trying to be all things to all people and we're trying to get like they are to reach them, but that is not God's will. God's will is we're not to play the role of Holy Joe, but we are to come out from among them and be separate. We're to be clean before God. We are not to be involved in their ungodliness and the ungodly lifestyle that they live in. In fact, the Bible said in Psalms number 1, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in this law doth he meditate day and night. And then he goes on to say, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Here the word of God teaches us it's the will of God that all sinners be saved. And it's the will of God that all saved people be separated. And then again back in Ephesians chapter number 5, and not only it's the printed will of God that all sinners be saved, and not only it's the printed will of God that all saved people be separated, but it's the printed will of God that everyone who is saved and separated be spirit-filled. The Bible said again, verse number 17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Verse 18 said, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. The Spirit-filled life is not a choice for the believer. It's a command. God commands every one of us who are saved. First, we're to be separated, get away from sin and the world. And then we're to be Spirit-filled. You see, if you're separated and empty, you'll never accomplish anything in the work of God. But it is the printed will of God that every sinner be saved, that every saved person be separated, that every saved, separated person be spirit-filled. And then it's the printed will of God that every saved, separated, spirit-filled child of God be a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So, my friend, in understanding the will of God, we must first understand there is the printed will of God or the public will of God. And I say that again because it's printed in the Word of God. I say it's public because it's God's will for everybody. It's God's will for every sinner to be saved, every saved person to be separated, everyone that is saved and separated to be spirit-filled. And everyone who is saved, separated, and spirit-filled will then be actively involved in the service of God in some area. You study the book of Acts, those early disciples, when they were filled with the Spirit of God, they began serving the Lord. And that's still true for you and I in this day. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. And amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-born privilege that our Lord allows us day after day to gather by the radio and study His Word together. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. We have a few churches and individuals that support us on a monthly basis, but we need to hear from a number of you. Would you pray for us? And then as the Lord directs your heart, sit down and write to us and share with us in the financial burden. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.